You're listening to Beyond the Ribbon, a podcast of the Cancer Survivorship Center, powered by 24 Hours in the Canyon. This podcast is brought to you by Auto Inc. Auto Inc. is a distinguished family of dealerships redefining automotive excellence. Be sure to check out their website at autoinc.com.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to an episode of Beyond the Ribbon. My name is Pam McMillan. I'm the oncology nurse at the center, and I have a special guest with me today, co-host, I should say.
Hi. Hey, Pam. This is Mary Bell Rivera, and I guess this is my second year to join and be a co-host with Pam on Beyond the Ribbon, so I'm very honored to be here. This is one of my very favorite events, and so, my name is Mary Bell Rivera. I am the office coordinator at the Cancer Survivorship Center, and also the patient assistance program manager for Harrington Cancer and Health Foundation. So that's a mouthful.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I think it's going to be a great night to learn why people really ride. And, you know, we get to see the benefits of people riding and getting fundraising and all that money coming back to do what we can do at the center.
Yes. Without our sponsorship, without our committee members, donors, this would not be possible. So yes, we are very grateful for all of you.
And you know, I want to shout out to Amarillo Surgical Group for sponsoring this podcast. And you know, this is a near and dear podcast to me, and I'm excited to listen to our riders to see why they ride.
Yes, we'll be recruiting some here shortly.
Yes. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. Who do we have here?
My name is Mike Roberts.
Mike, where are you from?
Currently, I live in California, so I drove 19 hours out to be here.
Wow, thank you for being here.
I feel very strongly. It's my 10th year to do this.
Oh, my goodness.
So I love the cause, and I love what you're doing.
Why do you ride?
I ride because I've had grandfather, grandmother, my father, who have died from cancer or was greatly affected by cancer. And I see the services that you provide and wish that my family had had those services or been close enough to receive those services. And I feel like everybody should have the opportunity to have those services for them when they're going through something like cancer. So
yes, absolutely. Thank you. Pam and I both work at the Survivorship Center, so we see day in and day out of, you know, what our center provides for our survivors. So
you
yes,
know,
you're
we,
right.
We believe survivorship shouldn't suck, so we have this program for patients.
Well, walking with my dad through the process and going through it, I see how much these services would have helped him. Because I live 2.5 hours away and I was driving that distance and I couldn't be there all the time. And yeah. I see the services that you provide and I wish somebody could have done those things for him. So I hope that in his honor, people receive those services.
Absolutely. And thank you. Thank you for, you know, fundraising. Thank you for being here all this way. That's a lot, a long drive, but worth it, right?
Absolutely worth it. I'm glad I'm
yes.
here.
Well,
so
thank
what
you for
are
joining
you,
us.
What yeah. are you riding? What event?
We're doing the competitive, the large team. Okay. We're getting old, so my days of the 4-man team and going out every hour and 45 minutes are over. I like this several hours in between my rides.
Yeah.
So the large team, we have 8 people here, and so we'll go fast. We won. The last one I was able to come to was not two years ago. I guess we lost 1 year. And then we lost most of the year before. The year before that, we won the large team and have won, I guess, 3 times now.
That's so awesome. Well, thank you so yes. much for being here, being a supporter of the Survivorship Center. We couldn't do our job without you. So I hope you have a fun weekend and yes. Get some rest in.
Thank you. Thank you for all you do. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Cole, how are you?
I am well. How are you today?
I'm good. What brings you back to Palo Duro Canyon?
Well, you know, perfect weather. And, you know, it's a great weekend to get out and be a part of the 24 family. And this is, I believe, my 10th year. So it's an exciting time to get to come out and enjoy being around all these people, and it's always a great cause too, right? Well,
thank you for being here. So can you tell us why you ride?
I have a lot of reasons to ride. Cancer is one of those things that it touches everybody. There's nobody that goes untouched, whether it's a family member or a friend. I lost my dad to cancer coming up on, it's been 19 years now. And then I'm getting older, and the older we get, we lose a few more friends. And so I ride in memory of people like Tim Crump Jr. And some of those people that just impact your lives so much, and you want to do something to help honor them.
Yeah. Well, we thank you for being here.
Well, I'm glad to do it.
So what event are you riding?
I am still just Captain Non-Competitive. I love to come out, and to me, this whole deal is like going to any mountain bike race. You know, our kids still ride with all the Nike people and everything, and it's the community that makes this so cool. Everybody cheering everybody else on, and just getting to be part of something fun and encouraging. And And I mean, right, we're in God's country right here. You look around,
for sure.
And this is amazing.
It is. So I know what my favorite part of the weekend is, and of the race. Mm-hmm. And so you've been here doing this 10 years. So
right.
Through the whole weekend, which part is your very favorite part of the race?
I have to say the rollout.
Yes.
The rollout is so cool because you're riding by the people that you are impacting. We get to show up and ride, and we get to ride by those faces, the people that are the survivors, that are the beneficiaries of the Survivorship Center and all the good work that they're doing. Yeah. And it's just amazing to get to be a part of that and see their faces. And occasionally I kind of feel like I'm getting put in my place when I'm riding next to a survivor, and
right.
I'm thinking, man, I'm doing good to be out here in the heat. No, they're a rolling miracle, right?
Yes.
So the ones that have survived and now they're out here riding. Yes. That's really cool.
You know, they are so excited to come out and cheer on you riders. I know we've got a big group coming out this year, so I hope they will make lots of noise for you. And I hope you have a great weekend, a safe
Likewise.
One. Make sure you drink plenty of water and
yes,
use
ma'am.
That sunscreen.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Perfect. Thank
Great.
You.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Well, welcome, Steve.
Glad to be here.
Yes. So which race are you competing in this year?
In the non-competitive.
Okay. And how many years have you participated in 24 Hours in the Canyon?
Since the 10th anniversary. So
okay.
This will be 8 years.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So
yeah.
Steve, why do you ride?
Well, it's more about who got me involved. Mm-hmm. Carrie Smith. And she'll make myself cry.
I know, see?
But
it's okay,
you know,
we can shed lots of tears.
Yeah. So Carrie was a good friend, and you know, and cancer is a big deal, and surviving it and being able to have some kind of comfort during that time or after that time, however it works, is important. And so, you know, that's how Carrie got me involved. And I will say that Ryan tells me to.
But Ryan.
You can't tell Ryan no, but you couldn't tell Carrie no either.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and we still carry on. The Badinskis, which is Carrie's team.
Yes.
We still carry that on and plan to keep carrying that on. And, you know, he did a lot for the survivors.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And, you know, that should carry on forever.
Yes.
You know, we need more Carries in the world for sure.
You know, I know that one of the favorite classes was the flower arrangements with yeah. Carrie. So, you know, whenever we talk about flower arrangement, we always remember Carrie. But, you know, Steve, thank you so much for what you do for our survivors, coming out and supporting us. We couldn't do it without you.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and everybody deserves a chance. So
yes, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Rosa, welcome to the podcast.
Thank
How are you?
Good, very good.
Good. So where do you come from?
I live in Arlington, close to Dallas, in the Dallas area.
So why do you ride in 24?
Well, I came non-competitive in 2022, mm-hmm. and I love it here, and I love the cause. And my mom had breast cancer, and she's getting to 5 years of being clear, so I'm kind of celebrating that.
Yeah.
And then my friend Michelle is a double breast cancer survivor also. And my mom's a nurse, my dad's a doctor, my dad's got Parkinson's disease, so I'm very passionate about people that have to take care of other people that are sick, and this is a horrible illness.
Yes.
So that's why. And on top of everything, I love mountain biking. Mountain biking is like my favorite thing on earth to do.
Yes.
So
kind of just gets you away. You're able to just stop and reflect.
It is the best thing I've ever found in my life.
So that's, are you awesome. Doing competitive or non-competitive?
I'm doing competitive this year. I have a team. My teammate's over there. He's shy.
What's your team name?
Turtle versus Hare.
Okay.
Yeah, I like turtles.
I see that. She has some turtle earrings on. They're very cute.
And I go very slow. He's the hare. He goes really fast. So.
Well, I hope you have an amazing weekend. Thank you for supporting our event.
Sure.
We couldn't do what we do at the center without your help.
Yeah, sure.
So thank you.
Yeah, and people want to donate, my page is still open. I actually raised $190 this year, so I'm happy.
Awesome. Nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
Tell everybody your name again, so if they want to donate.
Yeah, Rosa Hart, H-A-R-T. And yeah, thank you for those that donated for me. So that I'm very happy. Thank you.
Thank you. Kyla, welcome to the podcast. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So why do you ride?
I actually got in it because a couple of friends rode and it looked interesting. I'm very athletic, so I just kind of thought I would give it a try, and I fell in love with it.
So how many years have you come out to 24?
I signed up last year, but obviously it got rained out, so this will be my first year competing.
Okay.
Nice. So what is your team name?
We're the Sad Monkey Crew.
Okay.
Yes.
So did you say where you're from?
I'm from Amarillo.
From Amarillo. Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. So didn't have to travel that far.
No.
And so you know how beautiful the canyon is and how lucky we are to have this in our backyard.
Yes, absolutely. I'm here every chance I get, usually every weekend, multiple times on the weekend.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Well, thank you so much for coming out, riding, supporting our event, and we couldn't do it without support like you.
Well, I appreciate it. I have told every one of my friends about it. I'm supporting a great cause, mm-hmm. and I'm hoping to get more people out here next year, for sure.
For sure. Always recruit.
Yes.
So, do you have a cancer connection?
Yes, my aunt passed away from cancer, and my mom had cancer. She didn't pass away from her cancer, mm-hmm. but my aunt did, and so it's very near and dear to my heart.
For sure, yes. For sure. Yes, well, we appreciate you being out here, raising money.
Yes.
So thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Super gum shot. You. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Hi, Dave. Welcome to Beyond the Ribbon podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how have you participated in 24 hours before?
I have not, no.
Okay. So this is your first year out here?
First year out here, yes.
So are you local or did you come from outside the Amarillo area?
We came from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And we came here. It looked like a fun event. We actually have some family in Amarillo that kind of put the race on our calendar.
Yes.
And I actually coach a juniors mountain bike team back home. And the juniors pick this as a long distance endurance challenge for them. So I've got five juniors racing the 12-hour this weekend.
Okay.
12-hour team?
12-hour. Two are on a team, the rest are solo.
Okay. That's a lot of responsibility.
It scares the heck out of me, but it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. So what's your first impression so far here of Caldero Canyon?
It was pretty awesome just coming in, and the boys were kind of like, oh, it's flat. There's nothing here. And then, of course, you like come over the hill and see the canyon. And they're like, oh.
Isn't it beautiful?
So, yeah.
It is.
So have y'all been out on the trails at all?
A couple of the boys had been here to hike a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. But as far as riding, no. So
do any of them have a cancer connection?
We had a grandmother that had cancer a while back.
Okay.
And so didn't really do the fundraising side of it. For that, we came out to just participate in that side of it, but we also came out because we knew they liked the fundraising side of events like this,
sure.
And so we try to target a couple of these throughout a year, either a cancer foundation raising or one for maybe a trail project or something like that. Yeah. And we try to do two or three of them, and this was just one that they thought seemed like a fun event to come to challenge themselves.
Yeah. That is so awesome. You know, this being your first year, I challenge you to bring your team to the start of the race. It will impact your life. Every time we talk about it or talk to someone, tears start flowing. So
yes.
Well, we'll be there.
Make sure you're out there. But thank you for bringing your team, traveling all the way to Amarillo. And we hope that you stay safe.
Thank you guys very much.
Thanks for being here.
My name is Sean McAfee from Aubrey, Texas.
Aubrey, Texas. All right.
Welcome.
Why do you ride in 24?
Oh, there's so many reasons I ride in 24. Number one, it's just such a great fundraiser. This event is amazing. Ryan and just the entire team, you guys all just do such an amazing job putting this event together. This is my fourth time to do it, and every time I come back, it's just another great event. So I love doing it. I love the cause, fundraising for the Harrington Cancer Institute and the Survivorship Center.
Yes.
And I've got a lot of friends who come out here every year to do it with us. So it's a great community event that we get to enjoy every year.
So what do you ride out here?
I ride the trails.
mountain bike.
I like I do the solo single speed 24, so. Mm-hmm.
Maribel, that sounds tough.
It is tough. and on the trails, it makes it extra tough.
Yeah.
So, yes. Well,
what keeps you motivated during the weekend?
That's a great question. I think just pushing myself to try to do it better,
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know what I've done in past years, and I want to see if I can do better than that.
Yeah.
Striving for greater heights.
Sure. Yeah. So do you have a cancer connection?
Many. Yeah. Okay. Right now, my friend Sharon McNutt, she is currently battling. So definitely I'll be riding with her in mind this weekend. Was hoping that she was going to make it out here. I wanted to give her a big hug. But I know she'll be listening in or tuning in some way, shape, or form. So,
yes.
Much love to you, Sharon. And then I've got, my grandfather, he passed away from melanoma. So there's a lot of family history as well.
Wow. Well, I hope you have an amazing weekend.
Yes.
Thank you.
Be safe out there and enjoy the beautiful scenery.
Thank you and your family for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you all for hosting.
Yes. Hi. Welcome to Beyond the Ribbon. Can you tell us your name?
Alex Rositas.
Where are you coming from?
We're coming from Dallas.
From Dallas area. So not too far, right?
About 4 hours.
Okay.
4.5 hours.
Have you participated in 24?
No, this is going to be our first year.
Okay.
So, hopefully you left the rain back in Dallas, right?
I'm really hoping so because it is flooded.
I know. Y'all had a lot of rain.
So what event are you riding this weekend?
We're going to be doing the two-man 24-hour.
Wow. Okay. Road, mountain?
Mountain bike.
Mountain bike. Okay. Did you say your first time here? So you've never been to Paladero Canyon before?
Exactly.
What do you think so far?
So far, I'm loving it. I'm used to, going to Utah and going to Grand Canyon and coming here. I mean, it's incredible still.
It's kind of wild. Flat land, and then here's this beautiful scenery.
It's funny. You drive up here. We're 8 miles out. And it's like, hey, where's everything at? I don't see any mountains. And all of a sudden, boom, here you are.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful once you get down. Yes. Once you get down here, it's another world outside of Amarillo Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What is it about mountain biking that you love?
I like really just getting out. I use it really for stress relief. Mm-hmm. Just being able to leave work, get out and go and exercise. Obviously stay healthy, but really more for a mental thing for me.
Sure. Do you have a cancer connection?
I do not.
Okay.
Well, I hope you will see all of the survivors cheering you on tomorrow and at the start line. And I hope your first event is a successful one.
Well, we're happy to be here.
Right,
I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. How are you today?
I am fantastic. How are y'all?
Good. Awesome.
Tell us your name.
My name is Jordan Long.
Jordan, where do you come from?
We came from Fort Worth.
Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm. A lot from that area, Pam.
I know.
Yeah.
That's so wonderful that you guys support us here in Amarillo.
Absolutely.
And we couldn't do what we do at the center without your support. So why do you ride?
Why do I ride? That's a wonderful question. How do I answer that? I guess because it's freeing. Like, it's, I mean, this is our first time out here, and just our ride today through here and seeing some of the things that you can't just see with a truck, you know, it's kind of a grand adventure. So
yeah.
And then I'm a photographer, so it makes it even better.
Oh, wow. So you appreciate the beauty of being out here and know what to look for, right?
I think I do. Anyway.
Yeah. So do you mountain or road?
Mountain, but again, being a photographer, I'm at all kinds of events. So sure. I like it all.
So what trail did you go out on today?
So today we did the competitive course. So we just did a pre-ride. I'm not actually racing. I'm just here to shoot. And then my wife is doing the 6 hour, so I took her out on the course to make sure she was ready for she kicks off.
Okay. So do you have a cancer connection?
No. I mean, obviously, like most people, my family has been riddled by it as well, but this was something that my wife saw a flyer for, and she has not really done any kind of competitive MTB and is getting a little more confident in her riding, wanted to try something new, so I reached out to Ryan to see if I could come take photos, and
sure,
here we are.
Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't wait to see those photos.
No, I'm excited too.
Yeah.
Yes, and be sure be at the start.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't want to miss that.
No, for sure. We've already gotten the full rundown on what's happening.
Okay, so. Perfect.
Well, you have a great weekend.
Thank y'all so much.
Yes. Yeah. Welcome to Beyond the Ribbon. Hi, tell us your name.
My name is Nathan Colwell.
Okay, and what team are you with?
I'm on exit 106.
All right. I hear it's a rowdy one.
It's very rowdy. That's why I joined. But fine.
What brings you out and why do you ride?
So we have a friend who is battling cancer currently, just with all the grace in the world, great lady. And so, and I have a sister that's also a cancer survivor. So I think it's just one of those things that affects so many people, and it's just a great cause, and just love being a little part of it.
So are you riding competitive?
Non-competitive.
I heard exit 106 was very competitive.
We're very competitive.
We are
in the non-competitive class.
You're right, Nathan, you're right. So what is your very favorite part of the race?
Honestly, it's probably the ride out tomorrow, the group, just seeing so many people that are here, just how exciting it is, little kids, old kids, older kids. I think that's, to me, that the picture of the support is when everyone rides out, and then the people that line the street. That's pretty awesome.
Yes, we'll have our survivors there. They look forward to this event just like we do, and just the stories that we hear going back to work this next week of how that impacted them to see so many people here, out here for them, raising money to help support them. And they're able to, you know, reap the benefits of the Survivorship Center because of y'all. So we thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome. In fact, one of the years I was here, I saw one of the survivors that I didn't know was a survivor, but I knew her. And so it was a really cool connection. She didn't know I supported it. I didn't know she was a survivor. So it was really awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah. That is.
Well, thank you so much for coming out, supporting the Survivorship Center. We couldn't do it without your support. So thank you.
Yep. Awesome. Thank you,
thank
guys.
Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you.
Hi, Corey. Welcome to our podcast, Beyond the Ribbon. Thanks for agreeing to be on our podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Corey, where did you come from?
I came from San Antonio, Texas, so 7.5 hours away.
Is this the first time you've been down to Palo Canyon?
No, this is my fourth or fifth year coming up, and it's a great event every single year.
So why do you ride?
So the primary reason I ride is for my mom. She is a breast cancer survivor. Back when I was in middle school, she ended up going through a double mastectomy and then a reconstruction, so I ride for my mom, and ever since then, there's been more and more connections with the unfortunateness of cancer. So we just continue to add folks to the list of why we ride.
So what team are you on?
Team Exit 106, the best team out there.
The very best.
That rowdy one.
Yes, we are, you know, just like we have our 24-hour family out here, Corey has a connection to us through our Granger family, and so we have developed just a special friendship, and we are grateful that he comes out and joins our team every year here out at the Canyon. He's probably, I will say, our most competitive participant on our team. We are all kind of just here for the, you know, the food, the fun, and Corey wants to go out and ride, so.
Hey, I mean, the food's important too, so like Waffle Saturdays is is great, and then watching the kids' races is fantastic, but
yeah,
what gets it for me is the very start of the race, all the colored shirts, you know, who's out there, who's taking advantage of the benefits that the Harrington Cancer Foundation is providing. It's that's the most emotional part for me is the start of the ride.
You know, sometimes it's more than just an event.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about the cause. And, you know, Maribel and I see it every day, and we're blessed to get to work with our survivors on a daily basis, and we get to see the rewards that they get from what we do through fundraising from participants. So thank you so much for what you do and coming out, supporting us all the way from San Antonio. We hope that you have a very fun and safe weekend.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Jerry, welcome to the podcast. How are you today?
Doing okay. Been better.
I hear that.
She didn't get to come this time.
Yeah.
And for those that are listening, Sharon McNutt is a big supporter of 24 and has always come out here and had her tutu and put a smile on lots of people's faces.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely, she's going to be first up. Yes. I ride for many friends, many lost loved ones. I lost my dad to cancer. I lost Ray to cancer. If y'all knew Ray Porter. Yes. And she couldn't make it today. Her side effects are getting her. She was planning on coming. She's already packed. And then side effects of these drugs that she's on. And then this new drug has actually made her a diabetic. So now she's doing these medicines and trying to balance blood sugar and what you can eat, what you can exercise, what you can't exercise. She was getting into hiking. She's hiking 5-6 miles a day. And now you're diabetic. She can't keep the weight on. Mm-hmm. So you can't go out and do that. So she has to find new love.
Jerry, if Sharon was right beside you, and I know she's at home cheering you on, what would be her advice for the weekend?
She told me to enjoy the venue and remember why I ride. What I'm riding for. It's not for the race.
Yeah.
It's for the experience. It's for the people.
Yes.
We've been doing this for, I don't know what, 10 years probably?
Yes.
I've been around for 10 years, and I know Sharon's been here every time I've been here. So.
So. Without all the little mishaps, with all the stupid flood outs and gunfire.
Yes.
I look forward to coming back out here and doing it. I'm not in what you'd call a race shape, but I'm in ride shape.
Yeah, that's all right.
I still hate cancer.
Yes.
It's beyond unbelievable right now.
Well, I know Sharon's not here, but she is going to be in our hearts and... in here in spirit, right?
So I would love for her to write a book. It would be cool for so many memoirs and epic rides and stuff that we've done. And I've already got a name for it. No Filter.
No Filter. That's
that is perfect.
Perfect.
So, out of the whole weekend, what is your favorite part?
The start is pretty emotional. There's going to be so many people. You want to get off your bike and hug them or high five them. We did the hugs for quite a while there, and it's too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to see the appreciation.
Yes,
for sure.
That's definitely the best part. Yes. I mean, I love the venue. You know, there's no holding back for what y'all have done out here. Speaking with Ryan every time. Ryan's off the charts.
Yes.
Always. So...
Yeah.
That'll be, I love to ride the canyon. Mm-hmm.
Well, as you ride tomorrow, we'll be thinking of Sharon, and, you know, we wish her the best of luck as she journeys through this cancer world once again. But we thank you for coming out and supporting our event so that we can provide the services that we can to survivors.
It's pretty amazing if you think about it.
Yes.
Yeah, if you were a survivor and you lived out there and all your care is free. And then all the stuff that they do for fun and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
You know, so. Maribel and I always say we're a diamond in a rough, just like this Paladur King.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, thank you, Jerry. We appreciate you agreeing to be on and please
kept
send our
it together.
Yes, you did.
And one more shout out to Sharon.
Yes, oh, send yes. our love.
Woohoo!
Hello, welcome to Beyond the Ribbon. Tell us your name.
Hi, my name is Buster Brown.
Buster, what brings you out to Paladur Canyon?
So a friend of mine wanted a challenge. Last year we were supposed to do the 24-hour, and we came out to do the 12. We lost two members. They decided not to do it, so just two of us. So we came out to ride for the cause and ride as a friendship.
Yes. Perfect.
So do you have a cancer connection?
My wife has had skin cancer removed. My ex-wife has also had skin cancer removed, but yes.
So what are you looking forward to most about this weekend?
Oh, it looked fantastic. I don't really know the answer. There's so many answers. We just got here. We've never been to this area, and it's beautiful. So the yes. goal is just to kind of see what it's about. And then we have a bike shop in Tulsa, Oklahoma, okay. and we have a big crew, and maybe bring out 4 or 5 teams next year to try to have some fun within ourselves and yeah. raise money for the cause.
We would love for you to bring a big team next year.
I hear once you come once, you just keep coming back.
Yep.
Oh, it looks fantastic. Yes, it does.
Have you ever been to Paladur Canyon before?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. Kind of wild, huh?
It is, and it's not flat. We thought it would be flat driving in, but it was not.
It is not.
You kind of pop out of the flat ground, and now here you are.
It is. It's beautiful.
We're all doing the 24-hour team. No, none of this 12-hour stuff.
And all competitive, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, yes. Oh. Yeah, I'll twist their arm. I have a little bit of leverage over them, so we'll twist
Well, you'll have
arm.
To let us know how to educate us a little bit more about that, so we'll...
I'm
we'll
twisting their arm, here. Twisting their
no,
arm.
No, no, about the race.
Okay. Oh, yes, okay. yes, yes. Well, thank you. What
thank
is your
you.
Name?
Maribel.
Maribel.
And Pam.
Pam, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for being on our podcast.
You're welcome.
Hi, Kate. Pam, we have Kate Shepherd with us. She is a 17-year-old young lady, very talented. She's a track star. What else can we say, Kate?
Oh, I don't know.
How long have you been participating in 24 Hours in the Canyon?
I think pretty much ever since we moved here when I was 7, so about 10 years.
10 years.
Okay. So what event do you like best of the weekend?
Well, we do the mountain bike trail race one, and that's pretty much all I participate in anymore.
Is the mountain bike?
Yeah.
So is it competitive or non-competitive?
Competitive. We do the 10-man mixed team.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So when you're out there and it's hot, because most years have been hot, so what are you thinking about? Like, what are you listening to something? Are you reflecting? What's going on in Kate's head out there?
I mean, I'm pretty much just out there to have fun. This is something that I've done for a long time, and it's kind of nice out there to see all the people and know that it's for a good cause and be racing with a big team. And I mean, they're all like family.
They are. They do become family, huh? Mm-hmm. And the Shepherds are big supporters of 24 Hours in the Canyon. So what's your cancer connection? So has somebody in your family have been impacted by cancer?
So my grandpa on my dad's side, he's actually who I was named after. We lost him to cancer like a year before I was born.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
You can reflect with him on the trail.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Kate, thank you for agreeing to be in our podcast.
Of course.
And I appreciate you. And have fun.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's your name?
My name is Long Lee.
Long Lee. And where are you from?
Dallas.
Dallas
yeah. area. What team are you riding with?
The Rolling 40s.
The Rolling 40s. Okay. What's the story behind your name?
We're all over 40s. Uh-huh. We've got one in the 50s.
Okay.
So we put Rolling 40s plus.
Right. Okay.
There you
Perfect.
Go. So what will y'all be riding this weekend?
I think we're riding the mountain bike competition. It's okay. the cancer fundraiser. It's yes. our first time out here.
Oh, okay.
So,
to Paladur Canyon?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's a 24-hour all you can ride.
Right.
And we're just trying to get as many laps as we can in, I believe.
Okay. Perfect.
And so it's going to be grueling.
So quick question. How did you hear about our event?
We actually, my daughter bikes on a team in Dallas.
Okay.
And so some of the coaches are attending, and so they kind of invited us.
Yes.
We went and rented an RV. Uh-huh. Never been in one before.
Nice.
Drove it 5.5 hours down here.
Oh, first time for a lot of things.
Yeah, like a house on wheels, I tell you.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then what did you think when you got to the top of the canyon and you're coming down in that RV?
I didn't even think we're in Texas.
Right? It's beautiful.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen that canyon, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to see it here in Texas is pretty cool.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It is. So have y'all, since you've been here, have you hit any of the trails yet?
No, we just pulled up.
Okay.
Just parked, got our packets.
Perfect.
Looks phenomenal.
Yes.
So we are kind of anxious.
You're going to have the time of your life.
Yeah, I hope so. It's a little intimidating seeing how deep the canyons are and how high they are.
Yes.
So I don't know how much climbing's involved on the ride, but they say we're riding at the valley of the canyon, so it's pretty flat. Mm-hmm. Don't be intimidated by the height of the canyon.
Sure.
You'll go home with some red dirt.
Yeah. Battle scars.
Yes. Right. Yes. So do you have a cancer connection? Have anybody that you know been impacted by cancer?
Yes. Our, how do I say this? My uncle.
Okay.
All right. He had cancer. He worked for Raytheon. I forgot what kind of cancer he had, but it was a good 1 week of at his house and him winding down. But
right.
Yeah, it was definitely an experience you're not going to forget.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you for being here and making the trek from Dallas.
Absolutely.
There is a thing that once you come one time, you're going to be back because it's just that awesome.
Yeah.
And so just know that the fundraising that you do and your team really impacts the survivors here in the Texas Panhandle. And so for that, we thank you.
Yeah. So that's awesome to ride and have a reason.
Yes.
Outside of just working out.
Right.
Mayor Bell and I work at the Survivorship Center, so we can see the impact that the money raised here goes to. So
wow.
Don't miss the start tomorrow. It's a treat, and we hope that you guys have fun.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Mayor Bell, we have a very special guest.
Yes, we do. Very special.
You know, it wouldn't be without his vision and his family's purpose to have this event for all these people to come out. So Ryan, the tables are turned. Now you are our guest.
This is weird.
It is, isn't it? You know, Pam, I was just reflecting coming out here, and just this weekend is just amazing, period. And, you know, we start January. Ryan gets busy, and the gratitude that I have for Ryan and his family and the committee members, it's huge. Like, just being out here, you know, we came out here on Thursday and we started just minimal, like putting out signs, and then, you know, but you see all the work starting from, you know, goodie bag stuffing to loading the trailer. There is so much that goes into this event that, you know, really people have no idea. They think, well, they come out here, and it's a very well-oiled machine, and that is because Ryan and the committee members, everybody, his family, have put so many lots of hours in. So
and I
thank
think
you.
It starts probably even before January,
for sure.
Yeah,
we are involved. So Ryan, what was your dream when you came up with 24 hours?
That is the million-dollar question. You know, honestly, this is the truth. There was really no dream. It was, I think even if you ask Kimberly, we felt like after year one, we had checked the box and we did it. And it was like, high five, we're finished. And I think I told this story before. I'll never forget. We finished the event and somebody came up and said, hey, when is this going to be next year? I want to put it on my calendar. And I looked at him and I was like, what are you talking about next year?
we just survived.
We
right?
just did what? This. What do you mean? And I think it was one of those deals that when we kind of got home and decompressed and put stuff away, and it was like, I think people are expecting us to do this again. And we were like, well, why wouldn't we? And I think we kind of settled on the fact of if as long as people want to do this crazy thing and come ride and be a part, then we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And you know, then it started dreams, right? Then it started kind of like, okay, what are we going to do with this? And has morphed into what it is today. And but the dream is this, and it always has been about this. It's about helping people. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's no dream about the event. The dream is what can we do through the event to help folks. Mm-hmm. And I would suggest and think that we are living in that dream. You know, and especially sitting around this table with you two that are the proverbial boots on the ground, hands, you know, in the kitchen, working with our survivors and doing things. I mean, we're living in the dream.
We are.
So I know over the years you have heard many, many stories. Can you tell us your top story from over the years that has really impacted how you put on this event?
Well, I'll tell you this. What has been very meaningful to me is people that have been at this event and for whatever reason have either no cancer connection or it's a distant cancer connection. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a grandmother kind of thing or it's a friend. And then for whatever reason, the next year or the, you know, 3 years later, they have a very close cancer connection, you know, a family member of themselves, mm-hmm. or whatever it might be. And it's very, very impactful to hear them recount and say, I get it now. This event is not about me putting in 17 laps or mm-hmm. racing up the hill to, you know, beat the clock or what, you know, beat my record or whatever.
Right.
They realize that. And I think that's one of the most impactful stories. It's multifaceted. But I think that's because then that's when you know, okay, they got it.
Yeah.
You know, Maribel, we have heard from very many of the racers today, mm-hmm. and a lot of them have been, this is the first time. They're really excited about the race.
We do have a lot of first timers.
They are in for a surprise.
They are. And, you know, I think, and I go back, when they say I'm a first timer, and my head goes straight to the start, the mass start. And I go there and I get so emotional every time because I'm thinking, gosh, I hope that they experience what more or less what I experience. Everybody's, you know,
yes,
experience is going to be different, but if they just get a snippet of what
absolutely
I've experienced and what my family has experienced and just going out and seeing that roadway lined with survivors.
Yeah.
You know,
the thing about that is, it's perfect. And I have to give kudos to Pam. It was Pam's idea.
Yeah.
And I don't remember how long ago it was. We've done it so many times.
The first year that I started, I was like, let's get the survivors out. And we brought out five.
Yeah.
and I look back at those pictures.
And it's grown
thinking,
now to 100.
100.
Yeah.
Like 105 were signed up this year.
And, you know, We talk a lot about the 24-hour family.
Yes.
And I, you know, those folks, our cancer survivors, are definitely members of our 24-hour family.
Yes.
And the thing is, we want to start the event off on the right foot with the right perspective and give these guys, you know, meaning for why they're here.
Yes.
And I think there's no better way to do it than what we do with our survivors.
I agree.
And I know they're super excited about coming out. They look forward to this event just as much as the riders do.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I know they do. You guys know they do.
I know. As I was filling out, I always something on a personal level, because we have a team as well. I was filling out who I ride for, why I ride, my little sign. And it's way too many, by the way. But then, as I was going through the personal connections, I was thinking about, now, what is personal too, the friends that I have gained there at the Survivorship Center are survivors that come in and partake in all of our classes and all the resources and those connections that we have made throughout the years. Man, those are just, they're precious.
I know for me, whenever this event ends, it kind of puts a fire under me.
It does.
Ignites why we
on
do
like
what
Tuesday.
We do.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe Wednesday.
We've had a little sleep.
Maybe Wednesday.
Yeah. Maybe Wednesday.
But it does. It does. And I get that sense too, Pam. That's a very good point. I feel, and it drives Kimberly, my wife, it drives her a little crazy because all of a sudden I am energized Yeah. And really, it's like, okay, next year we want, and she's like, hey, can we wait till October? Well, maybe we can wait ish.
Yeah.
But you do, you leave this place, which is magical and beautiful mm-hmm. and powerful. And you leave this place after this crazy event and the meaning that behind it. And then you leave, and I do, I feel that, like, I'm ready to roll.
Yeah. Not only for this event, but also for what we do.
Absolutely.
At yes. the center.
Yes.
Like, this excites them. What else can we yes. do to make their lives better going oh. through such a terrible time?
It is. Yeah. And, you know, I shared with you guys, a friend of the, a family, of a member of the 24-hour family mm-hmm. That's not able to make it. And for the variety of reasons of which we understand and we know and we get. And you just kind of, you feel for our survivors. We want to do more, and we should do more.
Yes.
And so it makes it very exciting to be able to do that after this event.
For sure, for
well,
sure.
Well, I know you have lots of fires to put out, so we won't keep you too much longer.
I feel very honored to have just stole you away for, 5 minutes?
It's actually,
from the crowd?
It's actually kind of nice because no one's wanting to talk to me or other than you guys.
I know.
Or no one's needing to talk to me.
Right. Well, I will say it again, Ryan. I'm blessed with opportunity to be on this side now. And I thank you just for all the hours and everything that you've done to make this happen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can't take the credit for everything. And you guys, this is not the no. Thank you. No. Thank
no.
You.
Right.
Seriously, for what you guys do at our Survivorship Center is a blessing. It's amazing. Our folks love you and what you do. And so it's a joy for me to be able to sit back and watch you guys do what you do. And our survivors get the benefit of having a wonderful team.
I feel like it's, you know, this is your, not your event, but our event.
It is.
But
yeah.
You are the center of attention out here. And maybe we are the center of attention at the center.
And I'm good with that because And it works very harmoniously.
Yeah.
It really does. And the beautiful thing of it is everybody knows everybody, right?
Right.
So that's cool.
Yes.
And it works. So.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
thank
fun.
You. We're looking
yes.
forward to a great event.
And, we are.
You better get going.
I know. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Ryan. Hi, welcome to our podcast. Tell us your name.
Rebecca Flug.
Rebecca, where are you coming from?
Amarillo.
Is this your first time out here for this event?
For this year's. I've ridden for a couple of years before it was canceled for the COVID.
Oh, okay.
So what event do you ride?
Do not competitive.
Mountain or road?
Road.
Road. Okay. So do you have a cancer connection?
My grandfather passed away with blood disorder cancer. Mm-hmm. My favorite singer artist also passed away with cancer. And my great grandmother passed away with cancer.
Yeah. So what makes you come out every time to ride this event?
Cancer just means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. And fighting for it or raising money for it means a lot to me.
Yes. Well, we work at the Survivorship Center, and we are very blessed for people that raise money for our center and the impact it makes on survivors. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. Tell us your name.
I'm Kevin Donahue.
Kevin, where are you from?
Dallas, Texas, Flower Mound specifically.
Okay.
So
did you come with a group or by yourself?
Part of the Big Pig Racing team. So we've got a little contingent out here this year. It always continues to be something we show up for. So like, super
Woo
excited.
Pig, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You always do a great job. Yeah. And so a lot of competitors, right?
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. So how many years has it been since y'all been doing 24?
We've started coming, I think the first year I was here was 2013 or 2014, and we've been coming ever since. So.
Okay.
What brings you back every year?
Oh, man, the canyon's always glorious and beautiful, but frankly, this event is unlike any other. I've done a number of other 24-hour events, but this one, by far, that the the feel of it, the atmosphere, it's hard to beat. It's hard to compete with. So it's absolutely amazing.
It's pretty awesome. So with all that, thinking about just throughout the years being here, what would you say is the favorite part?
Oh, it's always amazing to see all the cancer survivors that come out to support us and see us off and then cheer us on throughout. My favorite part of the race is always dusk of the first night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the release from the heat that seems to always be here when I'm here.
Yes.
But it's also the critters that come out and getting to see and kind of trying to take a step back from the just go forward mindset to kind of see the beauty of the desert.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you the last time I was here, I stopped counting. I lost count of how many different critters we were seeing out, just kind of running alongside you at times.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely seems like a spiritual experience for sure.
Yeah, for
I don't
sure.
know if I'd like all those creepy critters.
I know.
Sometimes they're trying to get out of your way. Sometimes it's kind of cool just to see them. So,
yeah. It is.
So what is your connection with cancer?
As everyone else, everyone's been affected by it in some form or fashion, right? Mm-hmm. I've had family members fight it. I lost my grandfather a couple years ago to the disease. So I mean, it's always something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Big Pig Racing put on a cancer foundation a number of years back to try and help our own little community go through, you know, the fight that they're going through. So
yeah,
it's always something that you can't get away from it, unfortunately. And
it's
such a horrible disease to have, and the fight is not easy. And then the aftermath of the fight is not easy. So
no, it isn't. Yeah,
it's definitely something that's prevalent, unfortunately, in our society today.
For sure. Well, just know that your fundraising, just you being out here with your team, mm-hmm. it makes a difference in our community. So, you know, and that speaks volumes, because you're not from our community, and,
right.
and you still continue to come out and support us. And so just know that that means a lot to us.
I absolutely love being here. Love the support that this race can go and mm-hmm. give to the community itself. If we're going to be racing our bike anyway, why not do it for a cause, right?
That's
so
right.
It's always fun to be here.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming all the way from Dallas. And
yes.
we appreciate everything that you and your team do. And we hope that you have a safe weekend.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you being on Impromptu.
You did great.
Yes. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks. Y'all too.
Thank you. Our next guest, very special guest, is Kimberly Parnell. Last name may sound familiar. Welcome, Kimberly.
Well, I think she has been talked about on the podcast before.
Probably.
Yes.
All so good.
All good things, I'm sure.
Yeah, so tell us, I know, I was like, where do we start? So tell us a little bit about just, you have a huge involvement for one. And just like I told Ryan earlier, you know, this would not be possible without you and your family. And I know that you're the one that runs the kitchen, Kimberly. So first off, I just want to personally say thank you to you and your family for everything that y'all do. And I know that it's not easy.
It is an honor, truly. We laugh sometimes because it's a little bit crazy at our house sometimes this time of year. But truly, it is an honor. And we really believe that this is just what we were intended to do. And for as long as we can, this is what we want to do. So we want to do for a few what we wish we could do for everyone. And really, mm-hmm. that's kind of the mission. And when things get crazy, that's just what we say. Like, hey, this is what we've been called to do. So
yeah.
It's an honor.
So with all the years, this is our 18th year.
Yes.
In all the 18 years, and I know it's probably going to be hard to pick a single one, but what has been your favorite year, or what story do you have that has just made an impact? Or
I don't know if I could just pinpoint it to one story. It's funny, we were talking earlier just in a group, you know, our kids have grown up doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we started, Bentley was 3 and Bryson was 6, and they're now 20 and 23. So
wow.
Like one of my favorite memories was at the very first year, Bryson rode around on his bike. We were in one little tiny campground, and Bryson rode around on his bike, and he would say, "Hey, my dad said dinner's ready." And so that's one of my favorite. We have that picture of him like pedaling through. And so when you think about that now, and I mean, our kids are intricately involved, and you know, they run around and they have a job. And so, you know, that little boy has gone from being the kid who ran around and told everybody, "Hey, my dad said dinner's ready," aww, to, you know, he's a first responder. He's part of our medical team. And Bentley is the same way. I think she lasted down here the first year, like maybe 1 or 2 hours, and my in-laws took her home. But you know, she does a lot of the behind the scenes administrative stuff. And mm-hmm. so that's fun, just that our kids have embraced it as their mission as well. And so, and we love that. It is kind of fun. Like, we sat in our camper last night and laughed and told stories. And it really is one of our favorite weekends of the year. Yeah. So that's probably one of my best memories, is just our kids growing up. I think it's so interesting just to watch how the pieces fall together sometimes, and things that seem like an annoyance at the time, like, they just turn into great stories for people. And I don't know. We had an experience today. We had leftover lunch. I went into town randomly to get some gas, and I encountered this dad and this little boy at the gas station who... The little boy said, "Dad, we haven't had anything to eat all day." And they were traveling across country, and they needed food. And I literally had 2 hamburgers in the back of my car because I had just fed our volunteers. And just the way that those things just happen. So we're not just helping cancer survivors. It's just these weird things that happen, and we laugh and say, we should write a book. Yeah. But I just love how really the Lord uses those moments. So it is about this, but it's about so much more of,
for sure,
so allowing to be used.
Yeah.
So I know, well, it doesn't happen overnight. And how would you best describe how this gets put together? Because everybody looking outside in doesn't see how it works.
Here's what I would say. What happens here this weekend would not be possible without the volunteers. And we're talking about our core group of 40 or 50 people that, you know, use their own gas. And they've been here since Wednesday night, and they'll be here through Sunday night. That is the first piece. And then there are hundreds of other people who take 2 or 3 hours out to stuff bags or man a rest stop, or they've painted magnets, or they've helped mail things, you know, those kinds of things. And so I think that's one part of it, is we would not be able to do what we do without the many people who just play a tiny little part. And, you know, we sometimes, like, we had a lady last night, she's like, "Well, I just did an hour." Yeah, you just did an hour, but it was a gift to me, because yes, she did something for us that we needed done. And so
yes,
it's not just an hour. It's not just, "I'm going to man a rest stop." It is an intricate part of it. And so that's what I would say. We laugh sometimes that it's a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, but when everybody puts all the pieces together, it makes a beautiful picture.
And it's crazy, because sometimes those pieces don't always talk to each other, but they all know where they fit.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They don't always talk to each other. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
So whenever you prepare for this weekend, what motivates you, and what is your favorite part of the weekend?
Seriously, I have 2 favorite parts, and they happen literally back to back. So I love, love, love the kids race. It's one of my favorite things, yes, just little friends on bikes. I love watching them and just their excitement, and they all think they're going to win, and they all do win. And I love that, from the little bitties to, you know, even art, and to watch those kids have grown up in this. That's fun. And I love that, just the mass chaos of the start, but the survivors being a part of that, I think, is so special. And I will often have to walk away and take a little seat and just watch, because it's the real reason we do this. And we will do it until we can't do it, because it really is one of the most special parts, is just watching those survivors. And they are so grateful. Just the the joy on their face.
Yes.
It's so good for, I think, our people who get our mission and even the people who don't really get our mission, you know, that are just here to ride a bike.
Right.
I think even some of them would say, it kind of gets me. And
yes.
So it really is one of my favorite parts.
Yeah,
so.
I agree.
What about 1201 on Sunday?
What about 1201 on Sunday? Well, 1201 on Sunday is kind of a relief always, but it's a little bit sentimental because it's like, oh, we did it again. And so if there is a moment that there's like, oh, I can relax a little bit because we're no longer responsible for all these people
right.
and all the things.
Yes.
But also, like, it's like, oh, there's a little bit of pride, like, oh, we did that again, and I'm so thankful for all of our people. But there is a little bit of sadness, like, oh, we got to wait 364 more days to
do this again.
Which sounds so funny. But really, it's about probably 4:30 on Sunday afternoon when mm-hmm. we get everything cleaned up and we head home. And we have this funny little tradition that we order pizza.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we eat for lunch, dinner uh-huh. on Sunday. And then we sometimes don't finish eating because we're so sleepy. And so we go to bed about 7. So if you need a Sunday night, don't call after 7:01 because we're probably in bed.
So. Ryan's not already planning for the next year.
He usually waits until Monday. I usually make him wait until Monday before he says, next year, I think I want to.
Yeah.
Nope. We can't talk about that yet. It used to be October, but it slowly has driven back. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, because I know that Ryan needs you to help operate. So we do thank you.
Well, I know that's not why you have me on here, but I want to say thank you to you two, because without you two, what we do for survivors wouldn't be possible. And I said it to you yesterday when I delivered sandwiches to you at lunch, but you are a blessing to us. And I will say it to you because I didn't get to say it to you yesterday. You are a blessing to us. And I hope that we get to do this for a really long time.
So, yes,
you
me
know,
too.
You.
It's a blessing that we get to bless the survivors, and that's our purpose. Cancer isn't easy, and so we can make their life just a little bit better.
Absolutely.
We have done a good job.
Yes. Well, thank both of you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Maribel, you know that brings us to the end of this podcast.
with tears, but with that's, tears. You know what? That's, it makes it real.
You know, we have heard some amazing stories, everything from, you know, they've traveled from Oklahoma or California, or this is their first time here, first time seeing Paladura Canyon, and, you know, they're in for a ride.
They are. That was the common denominator this year. There's a lot of first-timers, and I am just so looking forward to them coming back, because we know that they're not just going to be here this year. They'll be back next year.
You know, we
God willing. And so I want to hear that experience, the experience that we have been telling them. You just wait. We don't even tell them what it is, but you just wait. For them to come back and share that with us, that's what I look forward to.
You know, Ryan and I often joke about the water group being a little cold. But this is, you know, maybe we should say the water family, and this is just the 24-hour family. And
it
so,
is.
You know, for those that are listening, you know, thank you. Thank you for raising money, doing what you do to allow us to do what we do, and we couldn't do our job. So thank
Absolutely.
You. And we also want to thank our sponsor, Amarillo Surgical Group, for being our sponsor for this podcast. And if you're listening thinking, man, I missed out, mark your calendars. It's always the weekend after Memorial Day weekend. If you are a survivor, you know, we want you here to cheer on these riders. But we also have, if you know someone in the biking community that's missing out on this great event, get them involved. Send them to the website.
Yes.
So
thanks for having me, Pam.
Yes, it's been fun. And then maybe we'll do it again next year.
For sure.
Yes.
Thanks again for listening to Beyond the Ribbon. We'd like to extend a special thanks to the AutoLink family of dealerships, as they have supported 24 Hours in the Canyon and the Cancer Survivorship Center since 2016. For more information on the Cancer Survivorship Center, please visit our website, 24survivorship.org.